This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers, celebrating their 60th anniversary in the Tampa Bay area at all three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa, and 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway, just north of Tampa International Airport. You add it up between those three locations, they have 122 lanes of bowling to accommodate you 7 days a week. They basically do specials 7 days a week. The late night specials are 5 days a week. The only exceptions being Friday and Saturday. Go figure. This is always a good choice for a birthday party. Always a good choice for a group outing. There is league play available. If you play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, you get free bowling from Pin Chasers. You may even win a gift basket for an all-inclusive party and a brand new bowling ball. I thank Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers. I hope the birthday party goes well at all three locations on Sunday, November 3rd. 60 cents gets you a game of bowling. 60 cents gets you an order of French fries. 60 cents gets you a hot dog. 60 cents gets you a soda, and you are not limited to one or any number of those items. Shoes are always free, and even if you don't have the proper socks, just ask them and they will provide you a new pair of socks to wear with the shoes. You don't have to pay to rent. At Pin Chasers, visit pinchasers.net, and thanks to Anthony Peroni for his support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Full Torque Fitness also supports Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Daniel Shipman and his associates make appearances at every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. They often have clients who play in the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Daniel is there himself, offering complimentary stretching and basically a quick Q&A on what he does and how he can better what's going on with you physically so you can play the game better. He always tells me to ask you three questions. Do you feel like your hips are allowing you to hit the ball properly? Do you get tired playing golf? And then the last one, which hits me a lot, is do you suffer from lower back pain as a result of playing as much golf as you want? If you answer yes to one, two, or three, Daniel can help you. And he offers one-on-one individualized training as well as small group training as well, depending on what you can afford and what you want. Visit fulltorquefitness.com. About the Titleist Performance Institute screen that Daniel can put you through, or call 727-351-5164. This is one of the most detail-oriented men I know. Daniel Shipman, Full Torque Fitness, 727-351-5164. Daniel will be at Todd Wright Tour 22. I just put the next golf tournament on sale to the general public. It is $65 per player. That not only includes an on-course early lunch box, courtesy of Better Bird of the Chichio Restaurant Group, but then afterwards, you're going to get a full meal. And to call it a lunch would be an insult. It's going to be more like an early holiday dinner that we're going to serve you, courtesy of Chef Daniel, fan of the Dallas Cowboys, of Two Spoons Restaurant at West Chase Golf Club. All of that's included. Include a format of four different types of golf we're going to play across the 18 holes, creating four teams that will win. No team will win more than one format. My events are very fair. We spread out the prizes to as many people as possible to make everybody happy. $75 per player, $300 per foursome. If you are interested, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you want more details on the golf tournament, you can email me or you can look at the information in the golf tournament marketing flyer for Todd Wright Tour XXII on my Facebook page. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on my Instagram page at Todd Wright 2019. If you want to play in this event, get on it. They're selling out faster and faster, and this one is too. So I'm recording this at roughly 6 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, and some of the 3:30 action in college football hasn't ended yet. I haven't even turned on the TV after I was out. I was, first of all, I was at a demo day for Phil Philpick and Charlie from Srixon and Cleveland Golf. They will be doing, by the way, I didn't plan this, they will be doing basically a demo day at my next golf tournament. So if you play in my next tournament, you're thinking of getting some new equipment and you want to try out some new irons from Srixon, some new wedges from Cleveland Golf, you can do so for no charge at my event. Srixon and I have a partnership and it continues to grow. Charlie will be there with all of the new toys for you to try out on the driving range when you're warming up. So look forward to that at Todd Wright Tour XXII as well. As I was deciding what type of new 56-degree wedge I wanted from Cleveland Golf today, then I made my way to play for a while over at West Chase. And then I made my way to an opening of a new sports bar and restaurant. The owner is very experienced in running sports bars and restaurants. He's very friendly to me, as well as a lot of people in the community. I'll tell you about his place more in a future podcast. He actually told me not to talk about his place yet because they're sort of in soft open. And he's not turning anybody away, but he doesn't want the word fully out just yet. So I went by there because when a man like this, established in the community, invites you to come by and hires a beautiful friend of yours to work the bar, and she says, hey, come on out, you go. And sadly, my friend Jeff, who plays in all my Todd Wright Tour events, was supposed to go with me. And we were going to have lunch and just catch up and talk golf and watch a little bit of the 3:30 college football action. And Jeff had to cancel because he works his tail off with Design Craft Kitchen and Bath. So he had a gig and he said, hey, we'll go there later in the week, which we will. So that left me on my own. And I thought, okay, do I want to go in here by myself? And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I was invited by not only an employee who I don't get to see a lot, who has a job there, but the owner is friendly with me as well. Just go. And I was hungry as well. So I sat there and was one of those spots at the bar, and I wanted to keep an eye on two games in particular. Big surprise. Canes-Noles, Gators-Bulldogs, right? Basically, none of the top five are playing anyway. Clemson was playing an inferior team and blowing them out anyway. So I sat there, and at various times that I was sitting there, I was like, I should probably go. It had nothing to do with the restaurant. It had nothing to do with the service. It had nothing to do with the food. It had nothing to do with the owner. It had nothing to do with not only the employee who made sure I knew she was there and wanted to see me and catch up, but other friendly employees as well, including one guy who was a spitting image of Blake Griffin. I can't wait to talk about this place more on a future podcast or on my social media, but I'm not allowed yet. But I'm just talking about the sports bar atmosphere. And I'm asking all of you, is it me? Am I getting too old to complain about the way people behave in sports bars? I used to have just a couple of things that would bother me if I was in a sports bar, whether I cared about an event that was on the TVs or not. Now, to me, there are some simple rules as it relates to sports bars. First of all, if you're going to have TVs, monitor the TVs so they actually have on the games that matter. And don't let a game end and then there's an infomercial there or local newscast or something else. Now, I know audio is a tough issue because this person over here wants this audio and this person over here wants this audio, and you got live music playing over there in some cases. I get that. That's sort of on a case-by-case basis. But monitor your televisions. If it's a game of significance, you should probably have it on rather than infomercials or non-sports programming or programming that nobody, honestly, nobody cares about that came into your place. So I had two gentlemen to the left of me, never said a word to me, and you know what? That's perfectly fine. One had on a Florida Gator polo shirt, and the younger gentleman he was with had on a Florida State polo shirt and was wearing old school radio headsets. And as time went on, I kind of figured out that he was listening to the Florida State radio call of the Florida State Miami game, since the audio of that game was not on in this particular sports bar. So I believe they were family. It may have been father-son. None of my business. And they didn't infringe on me whatsoever. Then to my right was an older gentleman who also knew the owner. And he was just enjoying his pizza and even asked me, because he had so much of it, and he said, "Hey, please feel free to sample it." And I said, "No, sir, thank you very much for offering." And he was sitting to my right, and then he left. And then another guy was standing and drinking, talking to the people next to him, sat next to me. Nobody bothered me from an intent standpoint. So this is where I'm asking, is it me? Because at various times I heard things, I saw these people around me reacting to the games, talking about pro and college football, and at various times, and I kept my mouth shut, well, until now, my podcast is my podcast, and I was just like, I don't know that I can take this. But I stayed, I finished my lunch, because my friends invited me, and then as I'm driving home, I thought, this is a Toddcast topic. And I do wonder if I need to lighten up, or are there those of you out there who listen to my podcast who agree with me when you go to sports bars that the things I'm about to say bother you? All right? So in no particular order. And we're not talking about the bar itself here. They're in the business to make money. As long as they have relevant games on the TVs, they serve us delicious food, they treat us like good customers, they're doing their part. So it's not on them the type of crowd they attract. Or this is kind of a sports fan etiquette question, but we're not talking about being at the stadium or at the arena. We're just talking about being out in a sports bar. Okay, here's one, and I know it's nitpicking, but follow me on this. When you're the only one applauding based on something that happened in a game you're watching, it's different. If I would say a significant percentage of the bar is also applauding and reacting to a particular play, a replay reversal, a referee's call, etc. But if you're the only one reacting to it and you applaud, I don't get that. The idea of applause, I always thought, was you are expressing your approval to someone to let them know you appreciate what they've just done. All right? Let me give you an example of that. If you go to a very small venue music event, for example, as we speak right now, and this isn't exactly my cup of tea, but I respect it. In downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, there is this, it's either called a songwriters festival or a music writers festival, and there are people performing not just at venues, but at bars and restaurants all throughout downtown St. Pete. And they're performing in front of handfuls or hundreds of people, smaller numbers. We're not talking about filling arenas or stadiums. So when they finish a song, if you liked it, you applaud to show your approval for their performance. I'll give you another example. A week ago Thursday, a longtime friend and supporter of mine, veteran comedic performer and comedic writer named Al Romas, performed down at Improv Tampa in Ybor City. Leading up to that event, Al, in conjunction with the owner of that improv, Bob, got with me and said, hey, bring a big group to the show. Love to have you. So I took 20 people, golfers, friends, volunteers at golf events, sponsors. We all went to the comedy show. When Al leaves the stage, people applauded. He can hear it. If we didn't applaud, he hears the silence. So back to the original premise. The one person in the sports bar applauding while watching a game on TV, who are you applauding for? I get it. You like something that happened in your particular game. But no one else is applauding. And guess what? The person, whoever you're applauding in that game, they can't hear you. Again, it's different if there's a percentage of people making noise at the same time. But if you do it on your own, and it's something you should have some awareness of, that you're the only one doing it, it's almost like you're screaming for attention, whether you know it or not. Do you agree with me or not? Then comes, I'll only do three of these. I have plenty, but let me give you two more. Does this bother you? When you hear people around you who just don't know what they're talking about. So after the older gentleman who was sitting next to me, and he was a nice man, and I'll probably see him in there again because he's a friend of the owner, much like I am. So once he left, there were these four people to my right. They never said a word to me. They never bothered me. And I appreciate that. So they're talking about various things involving state of Florida football. And some of the things they said, I agreed with. And some of the things they said, I didn't agree with. And then they spit out bad facts. One guy went off about how bad the Dolphins were. I'm not going to disagree with that. And then it came up how the Dolphins weren't the only winless team in the NFL. Someone in the group said, no, no, no. Cincinnati doesn't have a win either. The conversation eventually came around to, well, do they play this year? Most of you know they do. And the guy said, they not only play this year, they play the last game of the season. The rest of the group, no. Yeah, they play the last game of the season. Imagine how that's going to be. It's the Tank Bowl. Who wants to win that? They'll just be giving the ball to each other. And I'm just shaking my head, knowing that the Dolphins play the Bengals in week 16. Not week 17 because, as most of you know, the NFL rules dictate you play a division opponent for your last regular season game. So these guys are just going off about it. And he says, I'm telling you, The Dolphins and Bengals play the last game of the season. Now, that's just one of the things they were spitting out that were clearly wrong. And I'm just sitting there smiling, looking at the young lady who works there. Very attractive young lady, by the way. And just saying, I'm glad she invited me to this. Thinking about how I'm the guest of the owner. Not thinking yet I'm going to do a podcast about this. There is, I often talk about 102.5 The Bone. It's a talk station, FM station in the Tampa Bay area. You can listen to it worldwide online, and I listen to it quite often. There is a former member of, Drew Garabo is a friend, supporter, and fellow golfer, and he used to have a guy on his show known as SBK. I've never met him, and I don't think he knows me. So SBK left Drew's show to start doing his own show in the time slot that followed. And I rarely listen to that show. A lot of it is just the time is not convenient to me. And I don't know SBK. That's all. I don't have a connection to the show. So at one point, though, I heard SBK say something about sports. And he said, sports is the one thing that you can get away with not having any accountability. You're just rooting for a team to win, and it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. You just can be emotional about it and not worry about fact or logic. And I'm adding the fact or logic. But he was basically making the point, if you see something in front of you, and you know it doesn't benefit your favorite sports team, and you want to boo it and try to argue that it shouldn't have happened, you're allowed to do that as a sports fan of the team that's a victim of it. I don't feel that way. I think that makes you look like a fool. It's the equivalent of being at the game when the obvious announcement is made that a call is overturned, that is clearly something you overturn, and because it goes against the team playing in their home stadium, a majority of the fans express their disapproval. To me, that makes them look like morons. And no, I'm not taking the side of replay or the officials, but there are times like that where you're just not using any logic. Now, perhaps because I made my living for so many years doing shows and even in my podcast where I feel I have to be accountable. I feel you listening to me hold me accountable. What was the Toddcast I just did earlier this week? Admitting I'm accountable and saying to you what? I had it wrong. I thought the Niners were shit. They're undefeated halfway through the season. I came to you forthright. You didn't ask. And I just said, I got it wrong. I got it wrong on Bosa, on Garoppolo, on this mixture of running backs. Love the addition of Emmanuel Sanders, what they have on the offensive line, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I was wrong. Because that means something to me, that accountability. So when I hear bullshit being thrown around in a sports bar, it bothers me. Should it? I didn't say anything. I'm saying something here. I didn't say anything there. I didn't get involved. I leave them alone. So that's number two. Number three is something that would affect you more personally. And I've actually asked Drew Garabo of 102.5 The Bone about this. I call it when another guy, and actually it could be a woman as well, but I'm going to say it's a guy just for effect. I come in to any sport. This didn't happen to me today, but it's just the third one I want to bring up, where I have gone into my longtime favorite sports bar and restaurant was the original Leroy Selman's, which closed a little over a year ago. And there were many times I would go in there to watch college football on Saturday nights. It's close to home. I knew the managing partner. I knew the managers. I knew the bartenders. And they're still my friends, even after the doors have closed. So I would go in there to watch college football roughly 8:30 p.m. until the bar closed. And sometimes it did not take much for an individual, a guy sitting on the opposite side of the bar, who may have imbibed a bit more than he should, to target me, whether it's because of a hat I'm wearing, a shirt I'm wearing, or just what I'm watching. And he plants himself next to me, and I call it hitting on me from a sports standpoint, because in my opinion, that guy is just begging for a friend to root for a team with him. And I have no interest in this. I came alone. I plan to leave alone. I'm comfortable being alone. I have all the employees or other people there that I know. Stop hitting on me. I don't want to watch this game with you. I don't want to talk about this game with you. And I have tried to move away from those people, and they, on occasion, have followed me to wherever I move at the bar. It is uncomfortable. It is awkward. So those are the three. Is it me? Do I need to lighten up? Am I getting old? Am I thinking about this the wrong way? Or do any of those three things bother you? Maybe not as much as they bother me, but just enough where you can say, yeah, I could see that. It's affecting your own personal enjoyment of being out. Only one involves my personal space. The other two do not. And I didn't invade anyone else's personal space today. But I do thank everyone for giving me material for this particular podcast. I really do enjoy going out and having lunch, or in the evening, having a beer or two, and then having some dinner while watching college football in particular. Even more so maybe than the NFL. While I do that a lot on, say, Thursday night, Sunday night, and or Monday night. Just getting tougher and tougher for me to do so. Especially if I don't have a wingman. Thanks, Jeff! It's all in good fun, Jeff. Thank you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chaser, celebrating their 60th anniversary in the Tampa Bay area, and by Full Torque Fitness. Full Torque Fitness is available at fulltorquefitness.com, and they can help you enjoy playing the game of golf more, and they can also, through fitness, help you enjoy the game more by how you score playing the game as well. 727-351-5164. Again, if you want information on Todd Wright Tour XXII, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, or just look at the marketing flyers that I just posted on November 1st when the tournament went on sale to the general public on my Facebook page. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on my Instagram page at Todd Wright 2019. Thank you for listening to the Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.